Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Boys and girls for Jesus. This our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus. Home and school, at play and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus.
Hi there, come on in. I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Storytime. Hey, have you ever invited a friend to listen to this program along with you? Or maybe told them the station, call letters, the time when the program can be heard? Hey, that's our best advertising. You, if you like these stories, I think your friends will too. Speaking of liking things, do you like rules? Of course not. Nobody likes rules, but that's what my story is all about. It's written for the Children's Bible Hour and entitled, Don't Fence Me In.
Did you read this article about dogs in today's paper?
No, Mark. I haven't had time to look at the paper. Why?
Just listen. The ordinance regarding dogs recently passed by the city council goes into force Monday that all dogs not confined to the owner's premises will be picked up by the dog catcher. The owner must reclaim the dog and pay a fine within 3 days or the dog will be destroyed.
Oh, dear. I had completely forgotten about that new law.
Good thing we have a fence around our backyard. I'd sure hate for Tag to be chained up.
Oh, I would, too. Since we live out here on the edge of the city and we have so much vacant land around us, we've never trained Tag to stay in the yard. He isn't going to like being penned up.
No, he isn't. But that old jackrabbit in Mr. Page's pasture is going to be relieved. Tag has been giving him fits. I think I'll run over to John's and play basketball this afternoon.
Right now?
Yeah, nothing else to do.
Oh? What about your room? And what about the trash I asked you to take out?
Well, I'll do that later.
Oh, no, you'll do that first. First things first. Do it before you go to John's.
Oh, Mom, it's always if you don't do this, you can't do that.
Yes, and it'll continue to be that way all of your life. You never outgrow the do's and the don'ts of life.
Huh, you just wait and see. I will. When I grow up, I'm going to be my own boss.
That sounds familiar, Mark. Seems like I said the same thing about 20 years ago. But all your life, you'll find that there are those who have the rule over you. And remember, the Apostle Paul told us in Hebrews to obey them. Now, run and get your chores done so you can play. And be sure you're home for supper.
Here, Tag. Come here, Tag. Want to run over to John's with me, Tag? Sure you do. You like to move around, don't you? Better take advantage of it, old boy. Start Monday. It's inside the fence with you. Poor boy. You're sure not going to like that.
Hey, Mark. That's not fair. You took one free shot too many.
Oh, it's not that big a deal. It doesn't matter.
It would if I took an extra free shot. You're always breaking the rules.
Here, take your old ball. I'm sick and tired of laws and rules. Can't even play without somebody talking about rules.
Man, what's the matter with you? You're sure out of sorts today.
I'm just sick of hearing about do's and don'ts. At home, at school, at church, even at play. Don't do that, do this. Quiet, Tag.
That reminds me. Did you read about the new law about dogs
yeah,
having...
Yeah, I read it. Another silly old law somebody thought up. Come on, Tag, let's go home. Tag's out again, Mom. He's on the front porch.
Oh, no. This is the fourth time he's been out of the yard today.
He sure doesn't like being fenced in.
No, but he wouldn't like it at the dog pound either. Now, go put him back inside the fence, Mark, and check to see where he's getting out. I staked down every place that I thought he could squeeze through, but he's always managing to dig himself out again.
Boy, he's pretty big to dig out under the fence, and pretty smart, too.
Well, that depends on how you look at it. If he was very smart, he'd stay inside that yard where he's safe. I've seen the dog catcher go by here twice today.
Then I'd better hurry and get him inside the fence. Come here, Tag Boy. Back inside the fence with you. If you knew it was good for you, you'd stay inside the yard so the dog catcher couldn't get you. Now let's see, where did you dig out that time? Boy, I'll have to say, you're one smart dog, and determined too. But I'd better warn you, Dad said last night that if you don't stay in the yard, he'll chain you to the clothesline. Now, you sure wouldn't like that, would you? Hello? Oh, hi, John. Oh, nothing much. Just trying to keep Tag in the yard. Silly dog. Thinks he can still run all over the country. I even took the paper out and read the law to him. But he keeps digging out every time we turn our backs. Yeah, I did, too. I really read the law to him and gave him a good stern lecture about the dangers of the big, bad dog catcher. Well, you never can tell. Dogs are smarter than some people think. Where? When? Boy, that sounds like fun. But I don't know. I'll have to ask my folks and call you back, okay? Bye.
What will you have to ask us, Mark?
John's invited me to go with him to the rock concert over at Highland Saturday. John's big brother Jeff and a couple of his friends are going. John's mom said he could go if I could go with him. Can I go, please, Dad? There's going to be a carnival and lots of other things. John said we'd be home by 10:30, probably.
No, I think not, Mark. You have no business at a rock concert.
But, Dad...
I'm sorry, Mark, but the answer is no. You know how I feel about rock music. Why, you don't even like it yourself.
I know, but I want to go to Highland. There'll be lots of other things to do. Besides, if I don't go, John can't.
Well, that's between John and his parents, Mark. Besides, I've seen Jeff Johnson drive down the street several times, and I don't want you riding with him. He breaks every law in the books.
There's that old word again, law. Man, I thought this was a free country, but it's sure not. Not even the dogs are free.
Mark, that's enough. Go put up the lawnmower. I see you left it out again after you mowed the lawn, and it looks like rain.
I don't see what it would hurt for me to go to one rock concert. I could always leave. Poor boy. I know just how you feel. All fenced in by a silly old law. But you ought to have as many laws to obey as I do. You've only got one law. Stay in the yard. I've got thousands. Here, Tag. I'll go check on Tag, Mom.
Okay, now then come back and help me carry these groceries into the house.
Tag, we're home. Here, Tag. Tag, Tag. Mother, Tag's gone.
Oh, I was afraid this would happen.
He must have dug out again. I'm going to get on my bike and see if I can find him. Here, Tag.
Is that you, Mark? Did you find Tag?
No, he's gone. Mrs. Clark said she saw the dog catcher drive through our neighborhood about an hour ago. He must have Tag.
Oh, son, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Say, Mom, I just remembered. We can get Tag back. We have 3 days, remember? All we have to do is pay the fine.
Yes, but then what will we do? Tag won't stay in the yard, and we can't continue to pay a fine every time he gets out.
But, Mother, you can't let the dog catcher destroy Tag. You can't.
Oh, I know, but I don't know what we're going to do. If only there were some way we could make Tag understand why he needs to stay in the yard. Then we wouldn't even have a fence. He'd realize that the yard was a place of safety and protection, not a prison. He'd be happy to stay in the yard if only he could understand man's laws.
Yeah, but he can't because he's just dog.
Right. And neither can men understand God's laws. I was reading Isaiah 55 this morning, and it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." It's just as hard for a carnal or natural mind to understand the ways of God as it is for the dog to understand the ways of men.
It's too bad we can't transplant a human brain in Tag. Then he could understand why we fenced him in.
And you know, Mark, that's what God does when he gives us his spirit. He gives us a spiritual transplant to help us understand his laws. Then it's not hard to obey them. In fact, we're glad to obey them because we realize they protect us from the enemy, Satan.
Oh, that makes sense. I can see that we do need laws. But what about Tag, Mom?
We'll have to ask your dad when he gets home. Perhaps he'll have a solution.
All right, Frank. Yeah, okay. Goodbye. So, that's what we'll do. Uncle Frank said he'd be happy to have Tag on the farm. He's been needing a good watchdog. And the dog catcher said not to worry about Tag. He'll be treated fine until Uncle Frank gets there in the morning. Of course, we'll have to pay the fine.
I sure will miss Tag.
Yes, I know, son. After he's had a few days to get adjusted in his new home, we'll drive out and see him. Hey, right now, why don't you and I drive out to the lake and see if the fish are biting?
I suppose we obey the traffic laws, too, won't we?
Well, sure, and the fishing laws. But why'd you ask that, Mark?
Oh, I was just thinking. Maybe laws aren't such bad things after all.
Victory in Jesus I am singing as I go. Victory or sin and Satan's power.
Nobody likes rules. Dogs don't, and human beings don't for sure. But you know what? We need them, whether we like them or not. Let me remind you of what Mom said when Mark told her, "It's too bad we can't transplant a human brain in Tag. Then he could understand why we fenced him in." What did Mother say? "Mark, that is what God does when he gives us his Holy Spirit. He gives us a spiritual transplant to help us understand his laws." Well, I must admit, kids, that I don't totally agree with what Mother said. We're not very often glad to obey God's laws. Even as Christians, we have to fight the old self living within us who wants to do the wrong things. But we need to remember that God gives us rules, and parents who enforce those rules to protect us, it's for our own good. You've been listening to Storytime, a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's Storytime, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Goodbye now.